By the end of my school years in 1937, my parents realized that I needed to be prepared to earn a living anywhere in the world. A university education in Germany was, of course, no longer an option for a Jew. My father suggested an apprenticeship in the brewing industry, where he had excellent connections, and I was happy with his idea. One of my father's oldest friends was Josef Schülein, who became one of the giants in the Bavarian beer brewing industry. Josef Schülein was also Jewish. At one time he owned the world-famous Löwenbrauerei, as well as a small brewery located in an old castle in Kaltenberg, about 35 miles outside Munich. Kaltenberg was my next destination. I started my 12-month apprenticeship as a brewer in the Schlossbrauerei Kaltenberg on November 1, 1937. I remember the satisfaction I felt when I drew my first weekly pay packet of 25 marks. During the time I was working in the brewery, my parents were trying to secure a visa to enable all of us to emigrate to the USA. This entailed lengthy and frustrating procedures. After lodging a visa application at the US consulate in Munich, accompanied by a sworn declaration that financial support from an American citizen was available if needed, the US immigration authorities issued a quota number. This quota number gave an indication of how long the applicant was likely to have to wait before the visa itself could be granted. The prevailing fixed annual and relatively small number of visas for immigrants from Germany meant that our quota number predicted a wait of years. In addition, there were mind-boggling and humiliating German bureaucratic formalities and obstacles to be overcome before official permission to leave Germany was authorized. The Nazi government made emigration conditional upon converting most of an emigrant's bank balance into a blocked account. This meant that the emigrant became a virtually penniless refugee. Due to the worldwide economic recession during the 1930s, many countries imposed severely restrictive immigration policies. In those days, too, no government wanted refugees likely to need financial support. Immediately after my year's apprenticeship at the brewery, I became a student on November 1, 1938, at the privately run brewery college of Dr. Dömens and Dr. Heller in Munich. My father had also spoken of additional studies at a later stage at other well-known brewery colleges abroad, leading to a diploma as a master brewer. However, the events of Kristallnacht on November 9, 1938 and the following developments changed all that. That day, my father left home around 7 a.m. to walk to his office as usual. My mother took a telephone call shortly after he had left. The anonymous caller told her that well-planned anti-Jewish actions were about to take place in Munich. He urged my mother to get the family out of town as fast as possible. My mother took the warning seriously. With my sister and I, she drove our car to my father's office. He refused to be intimidated and leave. My mother, in tears, finally persuaded him to take the warning seriously. It was agreed that I should go to college whilst my parents and my sister would continue in the car to visit their friends, the Schüleins, in the Kaltenberg brewery. When I returned home for lunch, our very frightened elderly maid told me that Gestapo man had twice called during the morning to arrest my father and me. She pleaded with me to leave the apartment as quickly as possible via the back staircase. I learned later that the Gestapo man rang the front door bell almost immediately after I had left by the back door. I telephoned our maid, who told me that my parents had not returned and begged me not to come home. I decided to follow my parents to the brewery, went to the main railway station and bought a return ticket to Kaltenberg, where I arrived in darkness about 2 hours later. There I learned that my parents had departed a little earlier, but nobody could tell me where they had gone. However, I was told that soon after they had departed, Gestapo men had also called there to arrest Fritz Schülein, son of Josef Schülein. Fritz was taken to Dachau concentration camp like all Jewish males. Josef Schülein had died some months earlier whilst I was still working there. I took a train back to Munich, but dared neither to go to our apartment, nor did I know where my parents were. I decided to go to my widowed grandmother's apartment, about 20 minutes walk from the train terminus in Munich. By that time, it was well past midnight. Her road was totally deserted. I rang the bell of my grandmother's ground floor apartment. The door was gingerly opened, and my mother pulled me quickly inside. She told me that throughout the day and evening, two armed SA men had stood guard outside the apartment house to arrest my two uncles. When these SA men had first rung the doorbell in the morning, my uncles had jumped over the kitchen balcony rail at the back of the house and climbed over a dividing wall between their yard and that of the house next door. They found refuge with some non-Jewish friends in the neighborhood. It appears that by midnight, the SA men had had enough, having spent many boring hours just hanging around in the street on a cold November night. I arrived shortly after they had departed. My mother explained that my father, who had a valid German passport, had decided to get a train to Luxembourg, where one of his sisters lived. From there, he went on to London to visit friends who tried to persuade him to stay. After a day or so, the wholesale arrests and detention of Jewish men in concentration camps throughout Germany had been completed. The vicious and wanton destruction and looting of Jewish homes and shops, as well as the torching and desecration of synagogues, had also ended. My father returned to Munich a week later, after pressure had been brought to bear on my mother by the Gestapo for him to come back. Further attendance at the brewery college was now out of the question. My parents faced a difficult and immediate problem. How to get my 4 years younger sister and me out of Germany as quickly as possible.